What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Basically, right now, we are pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and Twitch as well. And the audio version, to go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Plus, I'm live on TikTok to anybody that's viewing me on TikTok. And as you know, I like to wait till all the games are done for each. Like right now, we're on game three, series one, game three. And I'm probably actually going to go over some game fours as well. And I won't, because I'm going to try to leave that for a whole nother joint. So we're going to go over the game threes for the NBA. And actually, one of the series is over, so I might as well go over that while it's fresh. Of course, Philly beat Brooklyn in game three. They've already actually played them game four. I'll get to that as well. Sixers won 102-97. Maxey delivers. Maxey scores 25. This is the game. James Harden got ejected for punching a player in the groin, and people felt like Joel Embiid should have got ejected because he kicked Nick Claxton in the groin, but he didn't. And I actually felt that James Harden shouldn't have got injected, and Joel Embiid's was more injectable to me. Joel Embiid gave me 14 with 10 rebounds, 15 points from Tobias Harris, 25 for Maxey, 21 James Harden, but he got ejected, and 13 from DeAnthony Melton. On the Brooklyn Nets side, Cam Johnson, former Tar Heel, been playing pretty good since he went to Brooklyn, and he's playing good at Phoenix, of course. 17 points, 18 for Nick Claxton, 26 for Mikal Bridges, and Spencer Dinwiddie's a 20. Bobby Marks says something about the Nets today, and I'm going to get into them at the end because the Nets got a lot of rebuilding to do in the offseason, and I'm going to get into kind of what Bobby Marks was saying about the Nets. Pull up a couple of these other games. Sacramento lost to Golden State, of course. Curry cooks Kings for 36. So now it's 2-1 the series. They won 114-97. Harrison Barnes gave you 17 for the Kings, 15 for Domantas Sabonis, along with 16 rebounds, and 13 from Kevin Huerter, 26 from De'Aaron Fox. And you didn't really get nothing off the bench this night for the Kings, and that's probably why they lost this. Davion Mitchell didn't give you but 5, and Malik Monk gave you 4. You needed one of those guys to come off the bench and do something. And, of course, Keegan Murray only had 6 points. But he's a rookie, man. He's a rookie playing in the playoffs his first season, you know. So I give him the benefit of the doubt. Klay Thompson gave me 13 for the Warriors, 20 from Wiggins. Wiggins has definitely been doing his thing since he's been coming back. I think he's had at least 2 20-point games. Jordan Poole gave you 16, and they started Jordan Poole, which I said Jordan Poole should be starting, and maybe Klay go to the bench. But I guess as Draymond was out, they decided to start Jordan and move Klay to the small forward and Wiggins to the power forward, which that works too because that's a small ball lineup, and the Warriors are known for small ball lineups. But I said that Jordan Poole should start, and you had 13 for Moses Moody off the bench. And I like what Dante DiVincenzo, he seems to be playing good with Steph as well. They seem like they got a good little chemistry. Suns, 40 Booker powers. The Suns passed the Clippers with 45 points to take a 2-1 lead. They beat them 129-124. After I go through this box score, I want to break something down about this game that's significant to me. Torrey Craig gave you 15, 28 from Kevin Durant. 12 from DeAndre Ayton with 11 rebounds, 45 from Book with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks, and 3 steals. And Chris Paul, who isn't playing too well in the playoffs, has gave you 11 and 7. And then the Clippers, of course, you got 42 from Norman Powell. Norman Powell came off the bench, started his game, bought out, gave you 42. Westbrook gave you 30. And then you got 10 from Terrence Mann and 20 from Bones Highland, my favorite name in the NBA, Bones Highland. And Bones be balling, man. This is what's significant about this game to me. Let me take a sip. No Kawhi Leonard, no Paul George, and the Suns only won by 5 points. They needed 45 points from Booker and 28 from Durant. I mean, Westbrook scored more than Durant, and he had – Westbrook also had 12 assists, 30 and 12 assists with 8 rebounds, almost a triple-double, 3 steals, a block, 6 turnovers. I mean, if Westbrook has 3 less turnovers and Norman Powell has 2 less turnovers, of course, there was a lot of turnovers off the bench. Not a couple. But if Westbrook and Norman Powell have cut their turnovers in half, they could probably win this game without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I'm not sold on the Suns going forward. I think this series is as far as the Suns get. And I got to see who they got to play next series as well. Okay, we got some more game threes. Celtics lost to the Hawks. Hawks won 130 to 122. And I said the Hawks might get one game. I said it might be a gentleman's sweep, one game. That's probably about the only game that the Hawks is going to get. I expect Celtics to win the next game in Atlanta and then go back home and win it in Boston. Jaylen Brown gave you 15. Off night for Jaylen Brown. 29 from Jason Tatum with 10 rebounds. 24 from Marcus Smart. 17 from Malcolm Brogdon. 11 for Derek White. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had off nights. They don't have off nights. It's 3-0. Because, I mean, you only got 25 from DeJounte Murray, 32 from Trae Young. I mean, Trae Young bought out. He bought out 32, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 blocks for who Skip Bayless calls Mice Trey, otherwise known as Ice Trey. You got 15 from Bogdanovich off the bench, and 15 from Sadiq Bey. I'm almost thinking that the Hawks could definitely get rid of John Collins and move Sadiq Bey into that starting position next to DeAndre Hunter and Clint Capella. And if they do want to move DeJounte Murray to the point guard, I mean, I don't know what you're going to get for Trae Young, but they definitely could make some moves and to retool. I would definitely try to keep Bogdanovich. They should have kept Kevin Huerter. I mean, Kevin Huerter is playing for the Kings right now, who were number 3 in the West. And they might be advancing to the second round here soon. Cleveland lost to the Knicks. Knicks stifled Cavs in game 3, 99-72. They beat them easily. I'm not even going to get into it before I get into this box score. This is just really Donovan Mitchell teams, just something about them. And Donovan Mitchell, he scored 22. Darius Garland scored 10. 10 from Evan Mobley with 10 rebounds. He had a double-double. 17 from Caris LeVert, who they moved into the starting lineup. But it's not enough. You got 19 from R.J. Barrett, who people said R.J. Barrett needed to step up, needed to have a good game. You got 21 from Jalen Brunson. Julius Randle only gave you 11 and 8. But you got 13 from Josh Hart, 11 from Quickly, and another player gave you 7 and 8 off the bench. So you got at least 24, 30, about 40-something points off the bench. Just ain't looking good for the Cavs. Now, the Cavs weren't even really – all due respect, the Cavs weren't a fourth seed. So, they're definitely a lot better than they were last year. But they're still young. I mean, Darius Garland. Let's see, how many years under his belt? 3 years experience. Well, Cats don't really start winning championships until they got 9 years under their belt. Evan Mobley, 1 year's experience. Jared Allen. Let's see. Let's look up Jared Allen's experience. 5 years experience. He's getting close. He's into year six. Donovan Mitchell is probably in 5 years experience, I'm going to say. Yep, exactly that. Year six. They still got a year or two to go. Let's look up Caris LeVert. How many years experience? 6 years experience. Caris LeVert is actually older than the rest of them. Then you got Ricky Rubio coming off the bench. Seti Osman's got some experience, and Danny Green, but Danny Green's about over the hill. Yeah, they need to be looking. It's more like next year, the year after. They're not ready to compete this year. The Cavs aren't. They need Evan Mobley to get another year experience under his belt. Darius Garland to get another year experience. And he needs to stop being so passive aggressive. And they need to probably work on the bench. Because the Knicks, it looks like the Knicks are going to probably win this series. And Stephen A. Smith is going to be going batshit crazy. Jokic Nuggets sees 3-0 series lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Michael Porter Jr. gave me 25. He fell like to the last lottery pick in his draft, and Denver picking him up, it panned out so well. It panned out so well. 14 from Aaron Gordon, 20 for Jokic. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. is a legit third guy for a championship contending team. 14 from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 18 from Jamal Murray with 9 assists and 6 rebounds. And, of course, Jokic also gave you not only 20 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. Such an unselfish guy, man. Such a team player, man. Nikola Jokic is such the epitome of what a team player is supposed to be, man. 20, 12, and 11. He could be a ball hog putting up 40 points every night, probably. Bruce Brown gave you 12 off the bench as well. And old man Jeff Green with 8. And Christian Braun, 9. And definitely the T-Wolves are about to get swept. But let me go through their box score. 27 for Karl-Anthony Towns, 7 rebounds. 18 and 10 from Rudy Gobert. 36 from Anthony Edwards, but he was a negative 7. And 12 for Mike Conley. And then not much off the bench. Since T-Wolves are about to get swept and they're about to be over, Rudy Gobert or Karl-Anthony Towns have got to go. If I'm them, I'm putting it on the market, see what I can get for Karl-Anthony Towns. I'm seeing if I can get like a crisp dot Porzingis for Karl-Anthony Towns or somebody of that nature. I'm putting it out there, seeing what I can get. Kristaps Porzingis and some pieces. Because this guy, you got to make this Anthony Edwards team. It needs to be his team going forward. And they still, you know, that's the thing. They could trade him out for a few pieces and probably still be in the position they're at, the eighth seed or the seventh seed or for him to play in. And as Anthony Edwards gets older, he can carry him a little bit more. I would definitely move on for Mike Conley. They need to work on the bench, work on some defense, maybe some more three-point shooting. But, yeah, I like the T-Wolves' chances going forward with Anthony Edwards, especially if he stays. He's a dog, man. He's got a dog in him. And do I want to go over last night's games? I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do. And I'll go over one. I'm going to go over the Brooklyn and the Nets. Sixers, of course, sweep the Nets like everybody pretty much knew. Tobias Harris gave me 25. Joel Embiid didn't even play. That's the thing. They were able to rest Joel Embiid for this game, and then they got whatever rest going forward. Paul Reed gave you 10 with 15 rebounds. You know, of course he did. His name is Paul. 16 from Tyrese Maxey with 8 rebounds. 17 from James Harden with 11 assists, 8 rebounds. And 15 from DeAnthony Melton off the bench. And Mikal Bridges gave you 17, 19 from Claxton, 11 from Cam Johnson, and Spencer Dinwiddie, 20. Nets. Bobby Marks said Mikal Bridges ain't a number one. Well, I'll tell you what. He's going to have to be a number one next year going into the season. Because we still don't know what Ben Simmons is going to be. I like that future. Now, they would originally probably be a lottery team had they not they started the whole season with this lineup. But I like what they got moving forward right now. You got young Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Nick Claxton, Mikal Bridges. You can move off of Joe Harris, Seth Curry, Patty Mills. You can move off from a lot of those cats. I'll probably keep maybe Royce O'Neal. Spencer Dinwiddie, throw out on the market, see what you can get for him. See if you can get maybe like Mike Conley for a Spencer Dinwiddie. Might be a good veteran to bring over there. They're probably going to be a lottery team next year. I don't know that Mikal Bridges is going to be put up 30-point games next year. And if he is, if he's going to be put up 25, 30 pieces next year, who knows? Who knows what they could be? Sixers, though, will have to play the Celtics next round. And they're going to need all the rest that they can get with Joel Embiid and James Harden because I think it stops here. I think the buck stops here for the Sixers. Now, let me be perfectly clear. I'm not from Philly. Not from Boston. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, otherwise known as Vietnam, a.k.a. Dreamville, home of J. Cole. Boston is going to beat Philly in this series. But I do want Philly to advance. I want Philly to come out the East. But even if they get past Boston, then they got to get past, which, Bucks or Miami. So, I don't know. Because the Knicks ain't going no further past the Bucks at Miami. Even if Miami was to advance, I wouldn't have the Knicks. I don't think the Knicks could beat Miami. So I don't think Sixers could beat Boston. I think they're going to put the clamps on James Harden. And James Harden is going to do what James Harden does and not show up when it matters most. And that's another reason why I want the Sixers to win. Because I want James Harden to get the chip. I want Embiid to get a chip. Tobias Harris been working hard for one. P.J. Tucker been over there working hard for one. A lot of cats over there deserving the chip, you know. And it's time for some new blood, you know. You want to see new teams try to – you don't want the same teams always winning. It gets boring. It gets so, so boring. But congrats to the Sixers. Advance. But I think the buck stops here. They're not playing the Bucks, but the buck stops here with the Celtics. I don't see them getting past the Celtics. I don't see it. And if they do, oh my gosh. If they do, I don't think nobody's going to beat them then. Like, if they get past the Celtics, I'm highly confident, convinced the Sixers are going to the NBA Finals and to get past Celtics. Because the Celtics, I think, should be the clear favorites to make it to the NBA Finals in the East, especially right now when Giannis is back hurt. And out West, man, I mean, if I got to pick a team, man, I mean, it's looking like Denver, man. It's looking like Denver is the clear favorites to come out the West. I don't know that the Suns have a chance of beating the Denver Nuggets, man. The Denver's just got too much off the bench, and they starters are all putting up numbers. I don't know, like, is there anybody that's going to shut down Jokic for Phoenix? Nah. Somebody going to shut down Porter just an offshoot night? Is somebody shut down Jamal Murray offshoot night? Like, you know, that's going to be a good battle, man. Suns versus Nuggets. That's going to be very, very interesting to see. And looks like it's going to be the Knicks versus the Bucks and the Heat, of course. Because the Cavs, they look like they're, I don't know, man. Cavs better to get together. But the Cavs are still young, man. I just went through it. They got a lot of young pieces, a lot of young players, you know. And experience wins championships in the NBA. It ain't like the NFL where you can bring in a rookie quarterback like Russell Wilson or Joe Burrow on a rookie contract and go to the Super Bowl or Patrick Mahomes and win. This ain't the NFL, man. This is the NBA. You got to have a good 7 to 8 years experience under your belt. Unless you're like Larry Bird coming in playing with a bunch of vets, or Magic Johnson coming in playing with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Vets. Bunch of vets, you know. Or Dwayne Wade will come in playing with Shaq and a bunch of vets. That's very, very rare. And even then, it's not even really their team until after the year they win the championship. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.